President of the North Leeward Sports and Cultural Organization, Elron Lewis, said the organization has been hosting a series of sporting and cultural events as part of their six-month calendar of activities to develop the constituency. He said, so far, the sporting activities which have been taking place as part of their calendar have been progressing very well, and there has been a good response from the public.
Excellent, you know, to be honest. We have a football tournament going on at the moment. Games have been played in Pitet Budel, at the Pitet Budel playing field. For a very long time, it's the first year of actually bringing back football in Pitou, and the reason behind that is basically what you say. You want to bring the community together, and we thought it's best to play some games in Pitou, right in the middle of the community, and the turnout have been excellent. So far during the week, you have a large crowd of people coming out and taking in the games, bringing the communities together to very sporting community, fit youth and Pitou. And we also have the cricket. For the first time, we decided to play the South Park, the tournament under the lights in fit youth. We call it the GABA. We had games under the lights, and if you see the crowd, man, large crowd. So we want to thank all the fans and supporters for coming out so far and supporting the activities. Over the weekend we had netball. It's good to see that the villagers, the people from North Leeward, and also beyond North Leeward, coming out and supporting the activities.
Mr. Lewis said last week the organization hosted the first in a series of activities dubbed Street Fest, where entrepreneurs in the constituency were given the opportunity to showcase and sell their products and services while bringing people from various communities together.
Fortunately, we in North Leeward, there is also a Street Fest committee. So we, the North Leeward Sports and Cultural Organization, along with the Street Fest committee, we would have had our first Street Fest last Saturday also. Excellent turnout again. The vibes was nice. A lot of different entrepreneurs coming out and showcasing the skills and the talent and all that. So again, that was great.
Mr. Lewis said the beach cleaning activities will kick off next weekend in the community of Spring Village, and the organization is also preparing to host a series of activities to commemorate this country's independence anniversary during the month of October.
The beach cleanup, the first one that would take place would be in Spring Village. We are looking to commence that next weekend. So we want to do, want to utilize that day and play some beach football and so on. So we have a lot in store for the development of North Leeward. We also have a little Miss North Leeward coming up also in October. Another cultural activity where we notice culture-wise, Queen Show-wise, we have been dropping off where Queen Show attendees is concerned a lot. We find it difficult to get girls to enter the Queen Show pageant. And as you know, development starts at a tender age, so we want to take it to the schools, primary school, and get the young ladies' interest back in the Queen Show. So we're going to utilize the month of October to also do that.
President of the North Leeward Sports and Cultural Organization, Elron Lewis. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.